K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
My name's Carly. There's this guy that I'm wanting to try to get in touch with, and I was wondering if maybe you guys could call him for me this morning.
She don't mess around, does she?
No, she doesn't. Uh-uh. Obviously, you know we do this.
No formalities or anything here. Get right to it. What happened?
Yeah, it's my favorite show. So we met on Facebook. Just like we had some mutual friends who were like, hey, you think you guys would get along? We were on Facebook, and he gave me his number and was like, hey, we should talk more. And, you know, it was casual texting. And then, we started talking a little on the phone and decided that maybe we should, meet up in person. So we went to Hinderish. His name's Justin. And he said that he was like, oh, I really like wings. He said we'd been in Tip City because there was a Reds game on, and we're both really big fans. So we were just eating, having some beers, and hanging out. And it was a blast. So much fun, and just seemed like everything was going really well, you know. And so anyway, at game finished our food, and he walked me to my car and gave me a big hug and kiss in the parking lot. And he said that he'd call soon, but I haven't heard from him since.
Oh, no.
How long's it been?
That was last weekend.
She sounds adorable, doesn't she?
Well, you do, and what we could do is try and help you out, Carly. What's this guy's name?
His name is Dustin.
Dustin. What we're going to do is we're going to throw you on hold. We'll get you off the air, and we'll get his number, and we'll call him and find out what he's got to say and what's going on here.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
I got to ask you, did the Reds win when you watched them, Carly?
They did.
Yeah, I'm a huge Reds fan, too.
I don't think she was paying attention to the game, do you?
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, well, hold on a second here. I'm going to push the last couple digits, okay?
Okay.
Hold tight. Be real quiet.
Hey, is this Dustin?
This is him.
Hey, Dustin, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Did we catch you at a bad time?
No, this is fine.
Okay, cool.
So you sound like you're in chill mode. So
he does.
That's good. Here we go, Dustin. We need to talk to you here for a second. We got a phone call about you, and we'd like to ask you a couple of questions, if that's all right.
Okay.
We got to talk with somebody I guess you went and watched a Reds game with. Carly called.
Yes.
She said you guys had a good time, and she was really digging you, but you said you were going to call, but you haven't done so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, so Carly, I met her on Facebook, you know. We had a lot of mutual friends. We live close. We have common interests. So I asked her out. I asked her to Hinders. We met on Saturday afternoon to watch the Reds. We had a lot to talk about. We had a great time. But she just had this weird habit. I don't know if I should.
What kind of habit?
I don't know if I want to spill dirt on her. You know, I don't.
What'd she do? Eat with her feet or something? Come on.
I shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
She called us asking what was going on.
Yeah,
she wanted to find out the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. We both ordered beer.
Yeah. Okay.
I was looking forward to the wings, and I was thinking Carly would eat some too. You know, she didn't say anything when I ordered them, but she didn't order any food at all.
Okay.
But I thought she might be hungry. And when the food gets here, it smells great, looks great. I feel bad. I'm like, are you gonna eat? And she says, I brought my own. I'm like, what?
Brought her own what? Food?
Yeah, she brought her own food.
She on a diet or something?
Did she have food out? I don't know what's going on.
What'd she bring?
She bring a bag of gummy worms. She's going to town on them.
Gummy worms?
I like gummy worms.
Gummy worms, yeah.
Beer and gummy worms.
That's good. Yeah.
Now, there's that gummy worm vodka out there,
that's
right?
That's tasty, too, yeah.
But it was real gummy worms?
Yeah, real gummy worms. I asked her, she's like, I only eat candy. I don't like other foods.
Seriously?
That's what she said. And I thought she was kidding until she talked about she had candy corn for breakfast and Kit Kats for dinner.
Oh, come on!
Was this an icebreaker? Was she just trying to, get some laughs going?
I don't know. She never backed down, and I left. Believe in it.
Okay, really? That was the reason you didn't call me back?
There you
Sorry.
Go, Dustin.
That's
crazy.
Why. It's kind of weird, you know? How could you only eat candy? That's so unhealthy.
I don't know. I work at a daycare center. I'm around kids all day. I feel like the sugar just gives me enough energy to, keep up with them, you know? It's good.
You're around if you're around kids, you should be, you know, leading by example, eating broccoli or something, right?
Ew.
Are you the one that turned the Cookie Monster into, like, the Veggie Monster? Like, listen, just because we don't eat the same food doesn't mean that we, like, I still had a lot of fun.
I know, yeah, I had fun, but I guess I'm just looking for someone a little more mature, you know?
Do you not eat real food at all, Carly?
I mean, it's not my first choice. Like, I mean, sometimes, you know, like, I'll have, like, toast with jelly or...
What? Do you ever eat a steak? How about, like, a steak or a cheeseburger?
Oh, no. I don't eat meat's just, I guess it's not my thing. Like, it makes my stomach hurt.
And all the candy doesn't?
No.
No, don't be...
I don't even have any cavities.
Don't be offended, Carly, wow. but Dustin, is she in good shape?
Yeah, I mean, no. She's absolutely, like, a perfectly lovely woman.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, I guess
she must have a metabolism for her, you know
works,
what I'm saying?
Enjoy that. How old are you? Maybe it's just you haven't got to that point yet.
Twenty-four.
All right.
Well, I'm thinking maybe Dustin could take her trick or treating next year.
Oh,
I
you
don't
would
know.
Love that.
You
That's
know?
Like your favorite holiday.
I don't see what the big deal is.
Okay. Well, it kind of seems pointless to offer this fry since she only eats candy. But
well,
you know.
I mean, we could load up the limo with candy, I guess. But we would like to offer you guys a second date. You both have to agree, though, to get this. But we have a limo. We could send you to a dinner.
Real food.
The M&M store. I don't know.
Honestly,
I'm looking for someone a little mature.
Did you say you would eat real food?
Yeah, you know what? If that's such a big deal for you, I can, like, give a salad a try. With, like, candy pecans on it.
I don't want to force you to eat real food and you've never eaten real food. Like, I'm not trying to change you at all, you know? You don't got to do anything for me. I'm just not interested.
Yeah, his voice is kind of, aren't you picking
up? Yeah, I'm not feeling it here.
Carly, sorry. You know,
okay.
You'll find somebody that likes candy, maybe, right?
It's never been an issue before. It was weird, you know? I wasn't expecting that.
No, she sounds sad. You should go eat something, get a little bit of a sugar rush.
Yeah, it'll make you feel better. That's what you said, right?
Yeah,
aww.
It does.
Well, good luck to you, Dustin.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you both for your time. Sorry, Carly.
It's all right. Good luck. Thanks, guys.